We welcome to the program today the director of Quincy Tourism, Dagny Ashley, to chat a little bit about how the city of Quincy is planning to welcome back visitors in 2021. Hi, Dagny. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Joseph. How are you? And thank you for having me today.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. I know last time we chatted, it was in right in the height of all the craziness with the pandemic, and we were wondering how that was going to impact tourism here in Quincy. How did it impact tourism?
I think it did. Like everyone else, we're kind of rolling with the punches that were thrown at us in the tourism arena. But we're slowly seeing that come back, and we're very excited about it. As you can tell by the smile on my face, we're excited about bringing tourism back to the Commonwealth as well as Quincy.
Yeah, were there any tourists in Quincy in 2020?
There were. We talked about it collectively, all of the tourism directors in the state. We managed to survive by becoming a peer group, so to speak, and speaking via Zoom every few weeks and talking about the challenges. And we all said we did see, you know, visitors that would you know, go to different towns locally and want to get out and explore. Kind of, you know, staycations or explore in your own backyard type of vacations. And not as much as, you know, we have seen in previous years, but people were getting out, people were exploring, people were eager to get out and do something, you know, being safe and following the precautions of what mask wearing and all of that. So we did see some, not as much as we like to see happen in Quincy and see more visitors walking around. But we're looking forward to welcoming all of those visitors back to Quincy.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. May 29th is kind of the magic date here in Massachusetts for when most COVID restrictions will be lifted. What does that mean in your world?
That means the floodgates have opened. We are excited to welcome everyone back to Quincy. And we're working with lots of partners around the state. We're all on the same page, right? We all want to, you know, bring back visitors safely. And we want to enjoy the summer this year. And we hope that people will start to look at Quincy as a destination and visit us often. Not just a state daycation, but a staycation. Come and stay a little while. Spend some time in Quincy locally, regionally, and nationally. I think folks are looking to get out and explore and back to traveling, right? Back to visiting the places that make us happy, to do some summer excursions with our families and things like that. I think we've all spent a lot of time with our families, and we want to get out, right? We, you know, we've been doing things at home and staying in our backyards, but we want to get out and explore those vacation possibilities now.
Yeah. Was there any financial assistance to the city's tourism department from some of the pandemic relief packages that came through?
Yeah. So it's been wonderful. I'm federally, through the state and locally. We've been working through many different programs that are offering assistance on reopening marketing and reopening strategies. So it's been really great to our bottom line. We've received a couple of grants for reopening. One recently was through the My Local Mass campaign through the Mass Office of Travel and Tourism, and that was a grant funded to do some reopening marketing. So we're working on some of those radio ads as we speak.
Excellent. I know we had talked last year that you were working on a new website using that time to do that. How's that coming?
That is going very well. We are kind of doing a soft launch, which will probably start over the weekend. And then we'll do a full launch of the website once we tweak it in a couple of weeks to make sure that it's fully functioning. A lot of times when you go live with a website, sometimes links that aren't working, things that aren't working. So we do a soft launch just to see how it works out. And we're doing that over the weekend.
Okay. What can you give us the website?
It's discoverquincy.com.
Oh, okay. So it's everything old is new again.
Yes. We're keeping the same website, just giving it a fresh new look, fresh new branding. New technology makes the website run smoothly and also user-friendly.
Yeah, and are you utilizing social media at all, Dagny?
Absolutely. Social media has been our best friend over the past year of keeping Quincy's brand alive, just keeping Quincy at the top of folks' minds. So when it was safe to travel again and start visiting the places that we want to visit, we wanted to keep Quincy at the top of folks' minds. So that's what we did a lot through social media. And we've done really well with that. Very engaging, doing engaging posts and having folks reach out to us to share images or share things about Quincy that that they enjoy doing. So it's more of a local campaign, kind of buy local, stay local, do local. And that's worked out really great in the last like 10 months or so. So we're really, really grateful to, you know, the free use of social media to engage folks in Quincy.
Yeah, it's, you know, I was thinking about this, but I mean, tourism is really one of the few areas that you can't really do virtually, you know, to any great extent, at least. Mm-hmm. You can certainly do, you know, research and exploration, things like that, but to actually do a virtual tour is just not the same as having you there in person.
It's not
right?
The same. Yeah. I think people who are really thinking out of the box, doing all these great, wonderful virtual tours and posting things on their websites and social media. It was engaging. It was keeping people entertained. And again, it just keeps, you know, their destination on the top of people's minds.
Right.
So we were all thinking collaboratively, working together in the Commonwealth to work together on strategizing how we're going to re-engage people back into Massachusetts, because we are a team, right? We want folks to come into Massachusetts. You can go anywhere in Massachusetts within an hour or two, right? So folks that visit, you know, the north of Boston visit the south of Boston and western Mass. So we're all working together collectively because we're all vying for the same tourists, right? So when people are coming in from New England, people that are going to, you know, Salem or Plymouth, we want them to come to Quincy. You know, people that are coming to Quincy, they want them to go to Plymouth or Salem. So we're working together to, you know, to get those visitors to come to each of these destinations, because we all have something unique. Quincy has something special that we want to share. And that's my job to make sure that they know that Quincy's here and that we're ready to welcome them back to Quincy.
Yeah, of course, one of the major attractions is the Adams National Historical Park. Any word yet on whether that's going to be opening this year?
So, as you know, they're under the federal jurisdiction. So their timeline may be a little different, but we are working with them and all of the partners to engage the national park with some of our tourism efforts. So we're excited to announce that we are going to be opening a small welcome center in the Hancock Adams Common within a few weeks, located where the old dress shop that just closed. And we're going to make that City of Quincy Welcome Center. So the National Park has joined us and plan on having some of their park rangers work with us on engaging visitors this summer. So even if their doors don't open, they still will have have their boots on the ground, so to speak, in Hancock Adams to help us engage visitors.
Okay. All right. Interesting. It's an interesting collaboration there. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And we're thinking out of the box. You know, if you can't open, they still have staff. They still have people available that are willing to engage visitors. We're thinking about doing some tours. We're working with the Church of Presidents. We're working basically with all the partners in the city. Some of the other historical homes may not be open inside, but they're doing outdoor tours or walking the grounds. So we're working together collaboratively as a team in Quincy to make sure that we have the assets available to tourists when they do arrive.
Yeah, I know the Dorothy Quincy Homestead is doing outdoor activities on Saturdays right through September.
Correct.
Will you be able to utilize the Park Service trolley system, do you think?
We are talking about that. That's still in discussion. And we are thinking, you know, in a collaborative approach on how we can utilize those trolleys for engaging visitors when they are here. So that's still a work in progress, but I think we will come to some conclusion.
Okay. I've heard discussion too about something called the President's Trail, Dagny.
Yes, yes. Can't take credit for that. That is the brainchild of the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
They've been working on that for quite a while, so we're thankful that they included Discover Quincy and the City of Quincy, and we are working diligently with them on getting that President's Trail up and running in the next few weeks. So it's pretty much a self-guided trail, but we're putting together pages on websites and an app that you can download. And hopefully, fingers crossed, if we can get the trolley access, we'd like to do some kind of trolley tours along the President's Trail.
Yeah, can you talk about what sites would be included on that trail?
There's 10 sites, so you can imagine everything that's along the national park and all of the historical homes along the route. So it's a 6-mile route. So, I mean, walkable for some people, but definitely drivable. And the app will be very functional that can follow you along the route to get you to each site. And some of those sites, again, may not be open. Folks can go there and walk the grounds. So we're working on different approaches to that this summer. Hopefully by next year, things will be, you know, totally different than they are this summer. So we'll have a little bit more wiggle room as to what we can do with the trolley tours and actual physical tours. But this year we do have a plan in progress.
Okay. Yeah. It's good to know. So 6 miles, it's about a 10K road race. Folks have done one of those before.
They've talked about that too. They've talked about different, you know, road races maybe happening in the future along the President's Trail. So there's lots of ways that we can promote that, you know, wonderful historic trail that we're lucky enough to have in Quincy.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that the Park Service is facing a particular challenge because they can't sanitize the interiors of the historic homes, right, for preservation purposes.
Yeah, it's a challenge, definitely a challenge.
And they're tight quarters there, I know, for sure.
I mean, it's bittersweet because we have such, you know, some of these, you know, very significant historical attractions. But we also have to, you know, they have to make sure that they're cared for properly. So we understand their, you know, their safety and precautions of the historical artifacts.
Sure. What are you hearing from the hotel operators here in Quincy? What are they seeing? What are they anticipating?
They are anticipating a great summer. I've spoken to quite a few of them already, and they are doing well with you know, different developers and businesses that are coming into the city. So they are booking, like, you know, large blocks of rooms for that. They are getting some of the visitor market. We want to pump that up a little bit more. So they are starting to see a comeback. They are starting to see that their rooms the room nights are being sold. So we just want to bring some more visitors back into the city, some more transient visitors coming back in. They're doing well with small groups regarding any small meetings, things like that are happening in the city. But we're working together collaboratively to try to boost that, you know, that travel and tourism market of the transient visitor.
Yeah. What are you anticipating in terms of international travel this year and how that might affect the industry?
That is that's probably, you know, international travel probably won't come back until next year. It's going to take a while for that. There's still a lot of countries that are not able to do that, to travel freely like that. So we're focused this year on, you know, the regionally and nationally of that transient visitor coming to Quincy. Next year, hopefully, I think the international travel will start to rebound and come back. We're seeing small pockets of that now, discussions and people that are talking about that international market. I know there's a conference coming up in April or May next year that they believe, you know, almost 100% that that's going to happen. And that is with international tour operators. So that's a positive sign that international travel will start to come back at the early part of 2022.
Yeah. Anything good come out of the pandemic, Dagny, in terms of your travel world, your tourist world, that you think will stick in a post-pandemic world?
Yes, I think we were just talking about this recently with some of the tourism directors, how we've always been a collective group, right? We all work together, we're all vying for the same tourists. But I think this brought us closer as a unit and how much we really, you know, have in common. We already knew we had a ton in common because of we are all vying for tourists. We're all doing the job of bringing tourists to our state, to bring more dollars to our state, to bring heads in beds and make people, you know, enjoy all of what we have to offer in the Commonwealth. But I think it brought us together collectively as a group on working together and strategizing together and working more together as far as, you know, cross promotions and different programs that we can work together on. We've always done that, but I think this brought us even closer. So now it's, you know, even when we're not doing our Zoom calls, we're calling each other, asking each other about, you know, different ideas or thoughts and things that we can work together on. So I think it brought us together closer as a collective, you know, tourism director, regional directors, even some of the hospitality industry, hotels and dining establishments. I think it brought us closer in that aspect.
Okay.
Because we were definitely sympathizing with the industry. You know, that we're trying to promote. We're only as good as the folks that are providing the services. So our job is to market the city as a destination, but we're only as good as hotels and dining and shopping. So I think that, you know, was a positive that came out of it.
That's great.
Always got to look for the positive, right? Well,
absolutely. I mean, it was a traumatic experience, certainly a crisis for a lot of folks, but also a learning experience, something none of us have ever
done before. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to let folks know about right now? Sounds like the big news is the City of Quincy Visitor Center that'll be opening. Is there going to be like a ribbon cutting type thing for that, do you know?
We will. And we are going to call it a welcome center because we know, right? The Adams National Park is across the street and it's a visitor center. And we know that's going to open back up eventually. So it kind of might confuse people if you see a visitor center, you know, directly across the street from each other. And we in Quincy want to, you know, put the we back in welcome and welcome everyone to our city. So we thought it would be really good to call it a welcome center.
Okay.
You know, welcome to the city of Quincy, and we hope you enjoy your stay.
Okay, and I would venture to guess that even longtime residents would find out something new if they visited.
I definitely know 100% that any new residents or residents that have been living there for a long time visit the welcome center. They might find something new about Quincy that they didn't know.
Yeah, that's a great point. There are a lot of new residents, certainly. So what better way to get acquainted with your new city?
Yeah, we've heard that a lot lately. I've definitely received a lot of calls from folks that have recently moved into Quincy, and they were looking for information. So that's a great positive uptick that you can also add to what's happened in the last, you know, 10, 11, 12 months that people have moved to Quincy. But there's so much going on this summer. We're excited to probably welcome back some of the events, right? I think we've all missed some of the amazing events that Quincy has. So we're excited that some of those events will be coming back soon. I think the next one is the Flag Day that's coming up. And then we also have the Quincy Pride Day that's happening. And I've heard the fireworks are coming back. So those are all exciting things, like in the next, you know, 4 or 5 weeks that are happening.
Yes.
Quincy Porch Fest is coming back.
Yes.
And we can only imagine that all the, you know, holiday activities will start to resume. And hopefully the food truck festival that is in the works, I believe, for the fall. And I think they're going to have Quincy Heritage Days, which is going to be new, I believe, this fall.
Oh,
so awesome. Lots of positive events happening in the city of Quincy coming up, and we're excited that we can gather again safely and have a great time in Quincy.
Yeah, there are, I know, a couple of art festivals that are very popular as well.
Correct.
Hopefully those will be back as well.
Yeah.
I just heard yesterday that down in Plymouth, they've decided to hold a 4th of July celebration after they initially canceled it. So that's, I'm sure, good for the
Yeah.
region as a whole, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think it's amazing how these event planners, right? You know, whether it's city event planners or private event planners, that how they can, you know, quickly, you know, come up with a solution to, you know, within 3 or 4 weeks of bringing back an event that, you know, was canceled.
Right.
So it's the tenacity and the, you know, folks that want to provide these services back in the city.
Yep.
So we're excited. We're excited about this summer.
How can folks learn more, Dagny? What's a good way for folks to learn more?
So they can visit discoverquincy.com, and we're also available on social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay. All right. Anything else right now?
No, I think that's good. I mean, we definitely have a lot of new things coming up, but I'm sure we will talk again, Joe.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because there's so many new things that we love to talk about. I think right now we're just gearing up for the reopening strategy, right? It's like everyone's so excited right now to just reopen and get back to travel and tourism. So I think after the summer, or maybe midsummer, we can reconnect again and talk about some more new things that are going to be happening.
Great. Yeah, I look forward to that. We can do it in person too then.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I know, right? I think we all can't wait to get back to in-person meetings. But this has been great. And I'm looking forward to a great summer. So get out and explore. That's what I would tell people. Get out and explore. If you're not, you know, some people feel safer outside. There's lots to do in Quincy. Outdoor recreation, mm-hmm. Beaches, rock climbing, wonderful parks. In the city of Quincy, and great dining, great outdoor dining. So there's lots of things for people to do if they don't feel safe going indoors still. But we provide both. So there will be some places that are open inside regarding attractions, but there will, a lot of the dining establishments will be fully open. Mm-hmm. So I think we have a lot to do and see this summer, and we invite people to come do that in Quincy.
Okay, please let us know when the Welcome Center is open so we can let everybody know.
We definitely will. We definitely will. We're super excited about opening the Welcome Center in Hancock Adams Common.
All right. Great to talk to you, Dagny. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.